choose to be optimistic, it feels better. The Dalai Lama.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
First things first, I wish you and your loved ones good health. The COVID-19 crisis brings us many challenges. Perhaps we could pause and explore how it can bring us opportunities of growth, as well as opportunities of learning about self. I'm trying to make the most of it by spending quality time with family and diving deep into my creative projects, as well as figuring out what else I'd love to be doing going forward. Choose this moment as a moment to truly explore what it is that I should or would like to be doing. I say, why not immerse yourself in your photographic, musical, or other artistic endeavors? And in that endeavor, I also include writing. Are you using this time looking for inspiration, perhaps? The inspiration could sort of lift your spirits a bit. Seeing the works of other creatives that you have admired could actually be truly inspiring. There are many resources out there online, and I'm sure many of you, like myself, have collected many resources in the past. Now is the time to dig into your archives and look at all of these things that I know for sure many of you have bookmarked. So use this time of forced isolation to explore the creative works of those you admire. This is the time to lean deeper into your creative endeavors, not a time to stop them. Unless, of course, you feel that perhaps you would like to stop them to switch to something else creative, but please do not stop being creative. Find out why it is you're interested in the hobbies that you're into anyways, the passions that you have. Find out why they are so important to you and try to deepen that love, the bond you have with the passions. Now, don't forget, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. In difficult times, we must work together to support each other. With the social platforms that are out there, we are all just one click away from each other. Take a chance. Reach out to someone you admire online. Heck, they're quarantined just like you. And maybe, just maybe, they might be bored. And maybe, just maybe, they needed to hear that you admire them, that you are inspired by them. Maybe they needed this lifeline. Maybe you needed this lifeline to reach out to another creative and perhaps collaborate together, but remotely. A nice inquiry from you may just be the little jolt that they needed, and perhaps that you needed, something to get your juices flowing. So just take this time to figure out how we can grow stronger, build stronger bonds together with those who you admire. This crisis might just be the beginning of something beautiful, something new. We mustn't let all of this go to waste. This time of reflection, this time of being able to dive deeper, don't let it pass you by. Step back and reevaluate your past efforts. Recommit and make those your future plans. Or actually, if you lacked any plans, maybe now is the time to commit to some. I'm not sure if any of you have watched the show on Netflix called On My Block, but this saying I've heard, and it stuck with me. Smell the roses. Blow out the candles. Great advice, especially when you do it slow and steady. It has rescued me many a times. And I think it could rescue you during this time of isolation. So for those of us who are performing essential duties and fighting for our health on the front lines. I thank you. I know exactly what it is you're going through. And for those of us, or those of you, who are doing your part by staying at home, I thank you. Now, while you're staying at home, go ahead and take this time to actually go through your archives. Organize your pictures. Take a nice trip down memory lane. Perhaps if you have a printer, print some work. But please do not let this time go by without doing some deep exploring. I would like to thank you all for always listening and diving in with me on Through My Lens. I really appreciate you. If you'd like to support what I do, you could go to cwdaily.com/support. And there is a button to donate to the show, 99 cents, 4.99, or 9.99. Even if it's just a one-time thing, I appreciate it. I really do. There's also a link there to buy some prints. I will be exploring different avenues of selling prints elsewhere. But for now, this is what I have. And if you would like to support the show by buying a print, I would greatly appreciate it. I actually had 2 prints bought already by a lovely listener. Not sure they would like me to tell their names, but I thank you, listener. Very much appreciate it. Now, as always, don't forget to be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself, and really, please, be especially kind to yourself during this time of solitude and isolation. Ciao.